Edward Guglielmino joins me today for a guest DJ slot. He's been reading passages from The Art of War and vilifying himself and myself and probably yourself with his
yourselves
generalizing, sweeping statements of grandeur and hope.
What are you suggesting there, man?
Nothing. I'm just saying that you're cauterizing a nation.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because cool. you're trying.
It's 4ZZZ-esque, isn't it?
Well, why not?
Sweeping statements.
Aggrandizement.
Aggrandizement.
Yeah, well, it is 25 minutes to 8, and at the junction of the half hour, I intended to have an interview with you as an artist.
Oh.
So, we're stripping back the person.
Okay.
And now it's Edward Guglielmino, the musician.
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
That's good.
Joshua? It's good to be here, yeah. Just got in.
You just got off the plane.
Yeah.
Your arms tired?
Oh, yes. They're so tired.
You shouldn't be flying at night, Ed.
I know.
Especially if you've been drinking.
I know.
But that's all right. You just played a gig on Sunday at the Verve Cafe, which we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
All ages shows. And you've got a few gigs coming up around the traps.
Yeah. If you want to find out about that sort of stuff, because I'm really bad with remembering things.
That's all right.
You can find my MySpace on the intranet. Just go to Google and type in Edward Brisbane Music. And it's probably, I think it's the first thing you see, or it might be the second one after BrizPop. But you'll see my weird name and you'll go, that's him. Click on it.
Okay.
And there's all these gigs there. I do lots of shows at the moment because I'm flat broke and I need the money to eat.
That's right. And eating is an important part of the whole Edward Guglielmino show.
Yeah, I do tend to eat a hamburger halfway through. Vegan hamburger. So.
A vegan. Yeah, you've recently become a vegetarian and you managed to see a video that was put out by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which you know, some people don't really care about. Some people do.
I got an email from one of my fans and it said basically, I won't name him because I like my fans, but he said, dude, who cares? It's just animals.
Oh, no. I don't think he understands the fundamental flaw.
I was going to publish it, but I thought, no.
Oh, you mean on the web?
Yeah, I'm gonna go, this person thinks this. It's like, dude, I don't care. What are you eating
hamburger? He'd get ostracized. It's funny, the politics that come about with eating food nowadays. There's almost a form of food racism.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Just the yeah?
Yeah, food racism, you know? It doesn't matter what color your food is, as long as it tastes good. And you treat it well, it shouldn't matter.
As long as you taste good and you treat it well. So you're a pro organic food eater then, I guess?
Treating the food well, only if I can afford it, because, I mean, when I shop organic, I generally can only get about 2/3 of what I get at Coles. So yeah. You've got to keep that.
A bag of rice.
Yeah, a bag of organic rice. You're like, well, this is really cool. I mean, organic, but then you run out of food after one day because it costs 3 times the amount. So.
That's right.
Sorry, organic people. I think you're great. I think it's fantastic. I am just too poor to just eat organic all the time.
It's very difficult.
Especially if I'm going to get drunk and party every now and again.
So that's an interesting thing. It's people that want to treat the world right and animals right, but do they always treat themselves right?
Well, you are an animal, Josh, and so am I.
Thanks.
Especially in the bedroom.
Okay. Which one of us?
Both of us.
Oh, ouch.
Don't pretend.
I can't say this on air. Okay, so what you're saying is that we should learn to respect ourselves, but if we don't, then that's just something we have to deal with because we are the individual that's choosing not to.
That's just too much for me right now, man.
Fair enough.
Joshua Keller, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, the philosopher.
You've got some gigs coming up, not only in Brisbane, but also Berlin.
Yeah, and maybe even some of Europe. It's a pretty exciting adventure I'm going to go on at the end of the year. Just going to travel over to Germany and do some shows with Kurt Krakenbottom. And it's going to be lots of fun. I really like the idea of playing over there. He's invited me over. I'm going to be hitting up the government for a big fat grant. And hopefully they'll give me one and I'll fly over. Otherwise, I'll be hitting up Cash Converters for a big fat cash advance.
Sounds
unsecured
good.
Loan with a lot of interest.
Too much interest or?
Well, there's always too much interest. That's a problem.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to pay back a loan and... As a musician, you've probably dealt with a few of them in the past.
I've got my credit card debt that's from my trip to New York, and it's still sitting there, and it gets paid off every now and again, and then something comes up, and I have to...
And you go bang, bang, bang.
That's right.
Straight down the line. Well, we're going to hear a track by you now called Brisbane.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah, we are.
This is Joshua's fault. All right, Brisbane, this is satire. If you don't understand what satire is...
But that's even the song even mentions that itself.
But some people won't get it. I love Brisbane. I love our music scene. I love people in this city, and it's great. great, amazing city. But I was really pissed off when I wrote this song because I just played a gig and had some feedback, which was like, it was a criticism, and my answer to the criticism was, but that's what I'm trying to do. And they didn't get it. They're like, but it's not this. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm trying to do. But it's not this. And like, I know. I'm aware of that. That's what I'm trying to do. And it went around in circles for hours, and I ended up just feeling angry. I'm quite arrogant, as you can already tell. So I wrote this song.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks to Edward, the musician, for coming in.
That's right. I'll go now because Edward, the DJ, wants his spot back.
Yeah. Edward, the human, will be right back after a few songs. So here's your track.
Sweet. Brisbane.